The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its audit of the Department of Employee Trust Funds for calendar year 2020. This audit was published as reports 2114, 2115, 2116, 2117, and 2118 on September 30th, 2021. The following is the report summary. The Department of Employee Trust Funds, or ETF, is responsible for administering various benefit programs available to state and local government employees. These programs include the Wisconsin Retirement System, or WRS, health and life insurance programs for active and retired employees, and employee reimbursement account programs. We provided unmodified opinions on the financial statements for the separate funds presented in the 2020 ETF Annual Comprehensive Financial Report, or ACFR, which can be found on ETF's website. These financial statements account for the financial position and activity of the 8 benefit programs available to state and local public employees. Our financial audit of these programs is Report 21-14. Employers, including the state of Wisconsin, that participate in the WRS and other post-employment benefit or OPEB plans administered by ETF must meet specific financial reporting requirements in preparing their own financial statements using generally accepted accounting principles. To assist participating employers, ETF prepared employer schedules and related notes for the programs. We provided unmodified opinions on the employer schedules and related notes for the following programs: the WRS in Report 21-15, the State Retiree Life Insurance Program in Report 21-16, the Local Retiree Life Insurance Program in Report 21-17, and the Supplemental Health Insurance Conversion Credit, or SHIC, program in Report 21-18. We conducted this financial audit by auditing ETF's financial statements and employer schedules in accordance with applicable government auditing standards, issuing our auditor's opinions, reviewing internal controls, and issuing our auditor's reports on internal control and compliance. The fiduciary net position of the WRS increased by 11.5% and was $125.0 billion as of December 31st, 2020. The WRS is one of the 10 largest public pension plans in the United States. The WRS fiduciary net position, which represents the resources available to pay pension benefits, increased from $112.1 billion as of December 31st, 2019, to $125.0 billion as of December 31st, 2020. The increase in the WRS fiduciary net position is primarily attributed to an increase in the fair value of investments as of December 31st, 2020. ETF reported a net pension asset for the WRS of $6.2 billion as of December 31, 2020. ETF should improve certain aspects of its monitoring of the Employee Reimbursement Accounts Commuter Benefits Program. Of 60 claims we tested that were paid through the Employee Reimbursement Accounts Commuter Benefits, or ERACB, program, we found that 3 were not appropriately substantiated, which we considered to be a significant deficiency in internal control over financial reporting. The ERACB program offers state employees pre-tax payroll deduction that are credited to an account for the reimbursement of qualifying medical costs, dependent care costs, and transportation expenses such as bus passes, parking, and other transit costs. For calendar year 2020, ETF contracted with a new third-party administrator for the program. The third-party administrator then contracted with another entity, referred to as a subservice organization, to perform certain functions, including the review and approval of claims and the reimbursement of participants for qualified expenses. We recommend that ETF work with the third-party administrator to ensure appropriate steps are taken related to the claims we identified and improve controls to ensure ERACB claims are substantiated and improve its monitoring of the ERACB third-party administrator and subservice organization. ETF administers 5 OPEB plans for retired individuals. OPEB refers to the benefits other than pensions that a state or local government employee may receive after they have left employment, generally upon retirement. An OPEB plan may include medical, prescription drug, dental, vision, and other health-related benefits. As of December 31st, 2020, the net OPEB liability or asset for each OPEB plan administered by ETF is as follows. For the state retiree life insurance program, the net OPEB liability was $867.0 million. For the local retiree life insurance program, the net OPEB liability was $550.1 million. For the supplemental health insurance conversion credit program, the net OPEB asset was $284.8 million. For the state retiree health insurance program and the local retiree health insurance program, no net OPEB liability or asset is calculated by ETF. To view this and other publications from the Nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab. To report fraud, waste, and mismanagement in state government, please contact us at 1-877-FRAUD17.